Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Mike Florio over on Pro Football Talk. Okay, we got sound of him. Rob talked about one scenario that the league is exploring as far as the Buffalo-Cincinnati game, replaying it. Of course, it was postponed after the unfortunate incident with DeMar Hamlin. Here's Florio.
An idea percolating that would go like this. First week of the playoffs would be NFC wild card only and Bills Bengals. Second week of the playoffs would be AFC wild card once we know the final seeding in the AFC after Bills and Bengals play. Then divisional round for everyone, AFC and NFC the following week. Then conference championships, then Super Bowl. You would just wipe out the week between the conference championships and the Super Bowl that currently has nothing other than the Pro Bowl games, whatever they're going to be.
All right, Rob, your thoughts?
No. I don't know why what the have to change the playoff schedule and wait a minute, do if you do this, do the top teams get a they don't get their bye, right?
Yes, the number one seed would still get a bye.
How?
Because, like, for instance, when the NFC plays, the NFC, the number one seed.
But the Bengals, what if the Bengals or the Bills are number one seed? Where would their bye be?
Because wild card weekend would be the following week. They would. The number one seed wouldn't play. The 2 through 7 would play.
Yeah, I'm not.
And then now, Rob, what would happen is everybody would get a bye. The Bengals and Bills would be somewhat, you want to say, at a disadvantage in round one because they would not get a bye. But
everybody else.
One of those teams might be the number one seed. So whoever wasn't, whether both of them or one of them, wouldn't get a bye.
Yeah, but those are two teams that's definitely going to be in the playoffs. So somebody, right. You know what I mean? I don't like the scenario where the other teams are getting a bye and you have a better record or could be and you're not because you have to play to make that game up. I don't know. I get why you want to have everybody play the same amount of games. I do understand that. but I've seen other leagues just play through it, like, you know, and go by percentage, and everybody doesn't play, and baseball's happened, everybody didn't play 162 games, and sometimes it does happen, and you can't fit in the game because of the scheduling and because of everything else with the postseason. This is something that doesn't happen often. It's definitely something that they should explore, but they have to be fair, and I just don't like to change the playoff system. If they're going to play this game, then maybe you got to squeeze it in on a Thursday night. The last
how would that help though?
I don't know. I'm saying either
that's impossible.
Okay, then don't play.
I mean,
then I'm for don't play it then.
Okay,
don't
okay.
play. Leave the playoff schedule
and
the way it is.
Go by percentage for season.
Yep.
Look, I'm with you in that. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I have the perfect situation, because bottom line is there is no perfect situation. Yesterday I said I kind of assumed they weren't going to play, and we debated, well, should it be a tie? Should they just have Buffalo and Cincinnati end with 16 games apiece and you go by a percentage for the number one seed? But I'm going to be honest, Rob. I don't hate this scenario that Florio put out. And here's why. Because number one, there's no situation that's going to be fair. There's just none. Let's say, for instance, if they called it they don't play and they call it a tie, or they call it, you know, just they don't, Buffalo and Cincinnati play 16 games, we go by percentage. Then it's not fair to Buffalo, because assuming Kansas City wins this weekend, they would be the number one seed, largely because Buffalo didn't get a chance to play a 17th game. And so Buffalo could look at it like, first of all, we lost the player who got injured, and we're getting punished again because we're losing the number one seed, largely because we just didn't play as many games. The other sports, baseball is 162 games. Basketball, there's 82 games. This is 17. That's a different situation. And so the scenario Flory throws out isn't perfect either, Rob, because again, that first round, you know, opponent team, those first round teams in the AFC and would get a bye. So I hear you on that, but playing the 17 games, that gives Buffalo or even Cincinnati a chance at least to be the number one seed. That's something they've been playing for all season long. That's something Buffalo knows that it really wants and may need to get out of the AFC because of the weather. They went to Kansas City last year and they lost. And I mean, I would probably talk it over with the players from the Bills and the Bengals and say, look, is this number one seed? We want to be fair and give you a chance to get it, but is it worth doing this? Whoever loses, you may go, or even both of you may go into that first round game without a bye against a team with a bye. Do you want that? You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's an advantage. I really do. And I don't know. I think that.
And home field's an advantage too, though.
Yeah,
the number one seed.
It's not automatic. I mean,
neither is a bye.
No, I know, but it's about resting players and being ready for the next game. That's what the bye is.
I'm just saying, like, there's no perfect situation. Like,
no,
there's
going to
be a downer to one way.
Yeah,
or the
other. They had a unique situation that affected them. But you don't want to upset the whole apple cart over the one game, is what I'm saying. Because if this was multiple games and you had to figure a way to figure it out, then it would affect more teams. I get it. It's not the perfect scenario. All I'm saying is be careful of trying to do that. And then, you know what? If you're Buffalo and you lose in the first round or whatever it is, you'll be like,
no,
see?
Oh,
you know, they had a bye and we had to play the week. They squeezed that game in and then we had to play the next week and it cost us. And then people will be crying bloody murder. There's no perfect scenario. So I understand your point as well. But I'm saying forego the game because it's just not like what they do normally, Chris. And this is not happening in the NFL, so they don't have this scenario. But in baseball, they always leave the Monday right after the season ends. The whole season ends on a Sunday, right? That Monday is for any makeup games or anything
before. Well,
they got
the extra week in the Super Bowl. You get that extra week in between the Super Bowl.
Right, but
I don't think it was done necessarily for this reason, but
well,
it
does
give you that cushion.
If you used to do it, they used to have, if you remember the 2 weeks, then they made it 1 week because they thought people weren't, like, it was too long of an off
for
the NFL.
You know,
right,
like
it was
like
just too
extra.
Long.
Yeah,
that's exactly. True. And then they decided.
So this, fans might like this.
But yeah, I just
and then
think
I like the fact, Rob, that, you know, there's been some people that said, well, have Buffalo and Cincinnati play, just they play on a weekend. I like the idea of they play, but also the NFC wildcard teams play, because then you've got, you know, multiple games over the weekend, not just one. So, you know, look, this bottom line, do you agree with me on this? They need to get the players involved. They need to talk to the captains or the teams, have the captains and the coaches talk to their full teams. And each team come back with what they think would like to do.
Yeah, I think it's more about team ownership and management more so. You gonna what
really?
If it's
more 50, so than the players?
Yeah. What if it's 50-50? What if some players want to play and some players
well,
don't
want
to play?
Well, you got to take a vote. It's gonna be that way, I'm sure. But you
right,
got that's
just,
why you got captains and you do a vote.
I think the organization should talk to the players, see where their head is. And then the organization as one says, we don't want to play that game.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, go to the Bills.
But not the league going to the players.
Well, the league ultimately is going to be the one contacting
the team should talk to their captains and their players. And then the league goes to the teams and say, well, where are you on this and what is your stance? We talk to our players. They don't want to play this game.
Right.
Okay.
We're saying
the same thing.
Right. It's just
semantics. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo goes berserk, scores a career high 55 points in a victory over the Washington Wizards. Yes, they won.
That's always my question.
It's still impressive. I don't care. Devin Booker hit 70 and lost. I don't care. He still hit 70, but they did win. And Rob, this is what we saw last night from Giannis is a part of a trend where this year there have been a ton of high scoring games individually. Luka Doncic just went for 60 points in addition to 21 rebounds and 10 assists. I mean, it was crazy. Speaking of 70 point games, Donovan Mitchell, of course, just went for 71 in a victory over the Bulls.
For the Knicks? No, he's not on the Knicks.
Right, with the Cavs. So, yeah, I mean, and Rob G has some numbers just to kind of show exactly how historic this season is in terms of scoring. Then we'll get into the discussion.
Right. So Giannis had the big explosion yesterday. So through January 3rd, yesterday, there have been 14 players to score over 50 points. That is the third most ever through January 3rd. Mm. Not to be outdone, though, there have been 88 different players to score at least 40 points. That is by
different.
Excuse me, 88 instances. I'm sorry.
I was about to say like that.
88 instances. I'm sorry.
Crazy.
88 instances.
You got Juwan Toscano-Anderson.
That's right.
Going for 40.
Austin Reeves getting 42.
Right.
Most ever through January 3rd. And just to put it in perspective, because you know it sounds like a lot in historical sense. Just compared to last season, we're in a little bit of a offensive explosion the last few years. Anyway, right.
Right.
Last year total. 19 times over 50. We're already at 14.
Wow.
119 times over 40. So at this current pace, they're going to have over 170 times over 40 points.
Wow. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Which tells you, again, when you look at these NBA numbers, it's easier than ever to score in the NBA. Chris Broussard could have a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds.
Think I could go for 4 points in today's NBA.
I might even get a basket if Nancy Lieberman is guarding me, okay? I might be able to. Chris, this is what we talk about, and I'm not being, hey, you kids, get off my lawn guy. Maybe I am.
Kinda, sorta.
Okay. But Chris, you got to take all these things with a grain of salt. You just do. The game has changed. The NFL with all these passing, all these quarterbacks with 5,000. It doesn't mean that they're not.
Do not compare Joe Montana's numbers to even, for Rob, a Justin Herbert.
Do not compare.
No, because you're going to be like, and it's not because they weren't as good. The rules are so different.
100%, Chris. And the same thing here in the NBA. These guys are talented players. That's why, Chris, when some of these former players or analysts act like, what's his name? J.J. Redick, and he's discounting
firemen
all the players
and plumbers.
Yeah, and plumbers and all that. And they go, look, they couldn't stop anybody now. Look how great. They're in great shape, and they have chefs, and they have masseuses, and they fly in private. You couldn't compete, and they got better sneakers and all that other stuff. But the thing he doesn't talk about, Chris, is the physicality of the game. And how much easier it is to play. That doesn't mean that they're not great players, but let's not get it twisted. Where's the defense, my God? Dude, what did we say the other night? The Nets were playing the Spurs. It was 74-47 at the half. The Nets scored 91 points against the Warriors, Chris, in the first half.
Yep.
That's never happened. In the NBA, maybe a game with the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals, but in the NBA, you gave up 91 points. The Pistons went 11 games in a row without giving up 70, Chris, at one point. Hello? Is this on? For real? And you're talking about giving up 91 points in two quarters.
To illustrate your point, Rob, all 50% shooting from the floor has always been considered very good. For a guard, a perimeter guy, that's been like outstanding. Kobe Bryant, the great Kobe Bryant, the late great Kobe Bryant, Rob, never even shot 47% from the floor. And we know how great he was. Allen Iverson was shooting in the low 40s. I think one year was even under 40. This year, Luka Doncic is shooting 51%. Kevin Durant shooting 56%.
Chris.
LeBron at age 38 shooting 51%. I'm about to call up his numbers because his numbers are ridiculous. Steph is shooting, Rob. He's averaging 30 points a game. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 43% from three. I'm going to break down what you say because I agree. I'm going to break it down a little. I'm going to give a little scientifically and just some four facts as to why players are putting up these huge numbers. The first, Rob, is the obvious prominence of the three-point shot. Okay? Luka Doncic, 9 of his 22 shots a game are threes. Steph Curry, about half of his shots are three, more than half are threes. That means most of your shots are not worth two or a lot of
them.
They're worth three. So that obviously is why teams are scoring more and players individually are scoring more. That's number one. Number two, Robin, we talked about this. Teams give you, they push you to the mid-range shot.
Shoot it. We dare
you. They think it's the worst shot in basketball. That's what coaches tell you. They want to protect the paint, no shots in the paint, and run you off the three-point line. And, Rob, we've been at games where we saw guys in the mid-range have open shots and dribble out back to the three-point line or pass it out to the three-point line rather than take the open 15-footer. But you know what? A lot of guys are still great mid-range shooters. Kevin Durant shoots 4 threes a game. And he's one of the best players in the league, obviously.
And shooting 56%.
And he is killing from mid-range. He's shooting like 62% from mid-range.
Is he really?
It's something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. And so the mid-range shots that Kevin Durant took early in his career were so much harder than now. Even when a guy, I'm not saying they won't give you a contest, right? They'll jump out and kind of contest. But ultimately, they want you to take that shot versus going into the paint at the rim or shooting a three. So they're easier. That's the second thing. Third thing, so DeMar DeRozan, another mid-range assassin, killing people there, you know? The third thing, Rob, as you said, easier to score. Don't take my and Rob's word for it. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikola Jokic, arguably the three best players in the world, arguably. They all said, Rob, recently, remember this? We talked about it a couple months ago. They said it's easier to score in today's NBA than it is in Europe, in the EuroLeague. And that's not just when they were kids. It's compared to, you know, when they go back in the summers and play with their national teams and all of that.
Or they play internationals, right, their national teams, right.
And they said it because one reason, Rob, the floor is so spread in the NBA. The three-point line's a little further out. So, Rob, the floor is spread. Teams are running you off the three-point line. So there's four or five guys at the three-point line. And so when I beat my man or even he pushes me away from the three and then I get to the lane, even though teams want to protect the rim, Rob, when I get to the lane, there's two people in there. Go look at Michael Jordan's tapes. Larry Bird's, Isaiah Thomas. There were seven people in the paint when they got in there. teammates, opponents. So that makes it easier at the rim.
You would feel it
exactly. And the last reason, Rob, is that there are more one-man shows than ever. Luka, you know I love Luka. I call him Luka Legend after Larry Legend, Larry Bird. But Luka does everything, Rob. Luka, he creates his own shots and he creates everybody else's shots. And Chauncey Billups once told me, Rob, he said, this was about 10 years ago, or right after he retired, he said, look, if I dribbled up the court and dribbled the ball for 15 to 20 seconds, and then I either shot it or passed it to the guy that was going to shoot it, my numbers would be crazy too.
But they didn't play like that. Right, right.
It's Luka. It's Russell Westbrook. I mean, now he's not so much playing like that, but he did, you know, for most of his career. So many ball dominant guys. LeBron did that for the bulk of his career. Like, that's just, it's a style of play for a lot of these teams and individual players now. They do everything for their team.
And that doesn't mean that we think that they can't play, Chris.
No, they're great players.
They're great players, but the way the game is played is a lot easier. And you can't defend, Chris. You can't touch anybody. It's hard. These guys are so talented. And you can't tell. We brought this up before. If Michael Jordan was playing today, Chris, what would they do? How would you stop him?
I think he'd average 40. And I'm usually hear people say that and think, he averaged 37.
Chris, he could easily, because he was shooting more threes. And he would be shooting more threes. Okay, he would become a three-point shooter because it's the game. It's not like he didn't.
There's no doubt.
Back then, they didn't take threes like that. When you needed threes, they took threes, Chris. But it wasn't like, just let me dribble off a pass half court and pull up and just shoot it. No, that's not how it was played.
No, you're right. You're right. So, again, like Rob said, the players are great. We're not taking anything away from them. And there is defense, but it's different defense. It's not as physical. Kerry Kittles, Rob, has told us several times. It's hard because defensively you have to cover more ground, right? Back in the day when most people were around the paint, you know, you were guarding, but you weren't moving as much. Or you weren't out at the three-point line as much. Even bigs sometimes have to be out there. So I feel like those are the four reasons that you see this scoring outburst. Rob, I don't mind it. I mean, I'm fine with it. I do think there's an overemphasis too much on the three. I like a more mid-range play, although you do see it with some teams and the effective ones, particularly the Nets. The Warriors have always taken a good amount of mid-range. For the young boys out there, don't abandon the mid-range. You see it from the great Kevin Durant. Absolutely. How much of a living Devin Booker you can make in the mid-range.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Kyrie Irving is also a huge part, Rob. They're a Batman and Robin for sure. And Kyrie, Rob, since he's been back from his issues earlier in the year, let's put it that way, they are 18-3. They've got the number one net rating, no pun intended, in the league. They've got the number one offensive rating in the league.
That's impressive.
They got the number six defensive rating in the league. He's averaging 26 points, Rob, on 52% shooting, 42% from three. And they have moved up to not only the second seed in the East, Rob, but the second best record in the NBA. And there was a story in the New York Post this week posing this question, and I'm going to pose it to you. Is Kyrie Irving playing himself into a max deal with the Nets or anybody else?
There's a long way to go, but we know he's talented. If Chris somehow, some way, he can get through this year, no more issues, play well like he's been playing, there'll be a suitor because they'll be like, he went through hell. He got through, you know, he turned a leaf. And you would hope that, you know, you're not going back down that road. You never know, Chris. You get the deal and then you could do a flip-flop. But sure, there will be somebody interested in signing Kyrie to a deal if there's smooth waters. If there's another issue or situation that comes up down the road, then that's going to scare people. But at the way they're playing, and it's all about basketball in Brooklyn. Chris, you're in New York. You don't hear nothing else, right? Zero. Basketball.
No, it's all hoop. But do you think people, if you're running a team, Rob, and let's say there's no more issues this year, do you think teams, I do. I think teams, and I'm not saying, there's 30 teams. All it takes is one. But I do think a lot of front office people and owners, for that matter, will say, Rob, it's contract year. He lost his Nike deal. He knew he had to be on his best behavior. And he was great. But if I give him a four-year contract, does it go back? And it might not be, hopefully there's no type of vaccination situation we have to deal with again, right? It might not be, hopefully there's nothing like the Jewish situation he was in earlier in the year.
Right.
But Kyrie had his issues before that. Taking, you know, a week off here or there. Injuries, that was a big thing, injuries with him. And Boston, it was, you know, issues just leadership-wise. He got tired of playing with LeBron. Like, I would still, Rob, look at that like, man, I'd have a hard time giving him a four-year deal. The thing is, what about the Nets, right? That's where he's at. That's where he's wanted to be. Rob, if they win the championship, which is possible, then if I'm the Nets, sure. He got us a ring. He's great. Hopefully he's matured. He's going to tell me he's matured. He's going to say all the right things. We win a championship. I got Kevin Durant the next 3 years. Why not? Right? If we get deep in the playoffs, don't win a championship. Kyrie's a model citizen the rest of the way. Plays great on the court. I'm ideally, Rob, if I'm running the Nets, I'm like 2 years guaranteed player option and team option. If both team and both can have options for a third year. That's what I'd like to do. I think the only teams with money, max money, Rob, next summer, Houston, the Lakers, Charlotte, Detroit, Indiana, Oklahoma City, Orlando. None of those are great situations, except maybe the Lakers. Maybe. And Kyrie obviously wanted to go to the Lakers this summer, at least to some degree. So they would be a threat, but would they offer him that a long-term, a four-year deal? So that's what I'd want to do if I'm the Nets, you know. And then if the market means I got to pay him more, maybe I do. But I would want to do like a two-year team option for a third year, Rob. Max money.
Yeah, I get what you're saying and putting safeguards in for yourself.
Yep.
But that might not be what the market is and what you might need to do. It's a risk, Chris. I'm not sitting here acting like all's good, nothing happened in the past. But it is about a business. It is about talent. He does something unique that a lot of people can't do. And that's why people have put up with some situations that haven't been the best and have signed people. And then other guys have not gotten paid. I always think of Boogie Cousins, Chris, who remember, was on the verge of a $200 million deal with the Kings. You remember?
Yep.
And they balked. And they traded him to New Orleans. He got traded from everywhere he went, Chris. The chance of him getting that deal diminished to where he never got it. Right. Like that can happen.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!